One of the important rules of Tefillat Tashlumin is that the compensatory Amidah, the one which is being added in to compensate for a missed Tefillah, is always said in the same Nusach of the current Tefillah. Meaning, and the classic example is, that if a person forgot to daven Mincha on Friday afternoon, so that would have been a weekday Tefillah that he has to say. That's Friday night, the person will daven Tefillat Tashlumin. So they'll daven the Friday night Amidah, and then they have to say another Amidah. Now, I might have thought that the second Amidah they say, seeing as it's compensating for a missed weekday Amidah, should also be a weekday Amidah. But in actual fact, you daven a full Friday night Amidah, because that's the current Tefillah. So the din of Tashlumin is that you simply repeat the current Tefillah. And the same works the other way around as well. What if a person misses davening mincha on Shabbat afternoon? They come home from shul, they have a wonderful lunch, a big cholent, a few whiskies, they fall asleep. They intended going back to shul for mincha, of course, but they fell asleep in a chair, and the next thing they know is they wake up and there are three stars there. So they didn't daven mincha on Shabbat. So I might have thought that Motzei Shabbat, they daven a Motzei Shabbat tefillah and then a Shabbat mincha. But in actual fact, they daven the weekday tefillah twice. The only question comes up is about Atachon Antanu. And there the answer is that you say Atachon Antanu only in the first Amidah and not in the second Amidah. Why only once? Because this is, it's not a tefillah, but it's a Havdalah. Havdalah is simply declaring the end of Shabbat. You can only declare the end of Shabbat once. You don't need to declare the end of Shabbat twice. It's not really part of the Amidah. It's said in the Amidah, but it's not really part of the Amidah, and therefore it only goes in one of the tefillot. It has to go in the first tefillah. If a person were to say it in the second tefillah, then he'd have to say a third Amidah. Why? Because by saying it in the second Amidah, he's demonstrating that that's the Maariv Amidah, and therefore the first Amidah that he said was the Tashlumin. But you can't have Tashlumin till you've davened the statutory Amidah. So now the second Amidah was the statutory Amidah, and he needs to daven a third Amidah as the Tashlumin. If, however, a person forgot to say Atachon Antanu in either of the Amidot on Motzei Shabbat, or they said it in both of the Amidot, then that would also be all right, because it's not showing that one of the Amidot in particular is the weekday Amidah, is the Shabbat, Motzei Shabbat Amidah, and one is the compensatory Amidah. An interesting question comes up in Tosfot in Masechet Brachot about a person who davens the right tefillah, but misses out, or davens the tefillah, but misses out something important in the course of the tefillah. So then it's as if they haven't davened at all. So if a person that were to miss out, that's in Shacharit of Rosh Chodesh, were to miss out Yalev Yavo, and didn't realise till much later in the day, that's especially if they haven't yet davened Musaf, so then they would have to daven Mincha twice, once as Mincha, and once compensating for Shacharit. Now what if a person forgot to say Yalev Yavo in Mincha on Rosh Chodesh? So they've davened, they definitely davened, but they didn't say the right Amidah. So on the night after Rosh Chodesh, the question is, do they have to say two Amidot? This is a machloket in the Tosfot. According to the Ri, they don't have to repeat the Amidah. Why? Because they're not actually gaining anything. They said an Amidah in the afternoon. It wasn't quite the right Amidah, but they said an Amidah. Now they've got to compensate and make up for it, but the Amidah they're going to be saying after Rosh Chodesh also doesn't have Yalev Yavo in it. So they haven't added anything to what they did previously. They're just repeating the previous Amidah that they said. However, Chachmei Provencia of the opinion that no, the Amidah on Rosh Chodesh afternoon without Yalev Yavo in it was as if it wasn't an Amidah at all. And therefore, even though you're not going to be saying Yalev Yavo in the second Amidah after Rosh Chodesh, nevertheless, it still has to be repeated because it's as if you haven't davened whatsoever. And essentially, the Nekudat HaMachloket, the point that the Ri and Chachmei Provencia are arguing about, it's really what's the nature of a tefillah without the seasonal insertion in it. Is it that it's a tefillah, it's just had something missing from it, or it's not a tefillah at all? In any event, the Shulchan Aruch says that you do daven tashlumin, but you daven it b'tayat nedava as an optional voluntary tefillah, and that way you cover both your bases. A further question comes up with regard to tashlumin, and that is about Musaf. Musaf doesn't have any tashlumin. If you miss davening Musaf, you've missed it. There's nothing you can do about it because the korbanot could never be offered up at a later time. And Musaf is specifically about the korbanot. Also sometimes comes up, what if the Shliach Tzibur realizes that he'd missed an Amidah previously, so he now needs to say two Amidot, realizes in Shachrit that he hadn't davened Maariv last night, he's got to say two Amidot, that can the Chazar Tashat count as his second Amidah? And the answer to that question is yes, Adkan.